Well, thanks for having me, Dan. Like you said, my name is Mike Johnston. I think like most people here in Heber City, I'm a transplant. I came to Heber City in 1993 as a young single guy. It was a pretty good luck, I think. Since then, I got married. I have raised three kids here. I started a business in 2001 with a partner, an engineering and land surveying business. Joined the Rotary Club in 2000, helped in the Olympics in 2002. Got really involved in this town and just, you know, I've ref soccer games, was a soccer coach, youth soccer coach for at least 10 years. Once you sign up for that, it becomes a lifelong, you know, career as a soccer coach. A lot of things I've done, worked in Boy Scouts for years and years, 8 years on the City Board of Adjustments, founding member of CAMS, which is the Community Alliance for Main Street, back in 2006. So I love Heber City. I love the interactions with the people that I have here every day. I just love this valley. I love to hike in the hills. I love to bike around this valley. I love to swim in the lakes that we've got, swim in the pool. I love the clean air we have. It's just a wonderful place to raise a family.
What are the challenges that you expect to be addressing, and how are you going to address them?
Okay, my primary goal on the city council is to basically point this ship sailing in the right direction as we have to deal with the population growth that's upon us. You and I talked just a minute ago. We cannot, in my opinion, we cannot fight this growth. We can't ignore it. We can't put our head in the sand and think it's going to go away. It is upon us, and we need to manage it. We need to guide it. We need to even benefit from it as we develop forward a truly wonderful place for us to live and for our children to live who want to stay here and for others who will surely come. It's the big issue that's upon us.
It really is, and everybody's talked about growth. They've talked about the fact we have to keep up with infrastructure and everything else that's involved with growth. We've talked a lot about Main Street, a lot about the bypass, a lot about the airport.
Yeah, those are big issues. Basically, those are issues I want to attack. My three main issues, as a civil engineer, I'm very experienced in development and engineering and urban planning and growth issues. I think I'm uniquely qualified to lead out and to guide on these. So the three big things I want to take care of in the city council, one, best practices for infrastructure that we can afford to maintain and replace. I'm an advocate, big advocate of density, of growth in our town rather than sprawling out into the fields. We need a general plan for the next 30 years that's going to guide how Heber City looks and feels and how it is in 30 years from now. What we're doing now is going to tell us what we're like in 2050. So we need to enact that general plan, not squander our natural resources and our fiscal resources. So infrastructure is really my forte. Mm-hmm. The other big thing I want to do is we need to keep this valley healthy. And I think that includes three things. Open space, which basically is preserving the north fields by purchasing agriculture easements, conservation easements, funded by growth and density in the city. I know that's completely doable. We've got to start it now. I'm an advocate of clean air. We need to put a clean air plan in place. I don't want to wait 10 or 20 more years down the road and then say, wow, what happened? I think the city can lead out on that. Mm-hmm. And also parks, trails, green spaces, biking support, pedestrian support. These are important things to me and to the people that live here, and we need to support those things and finish the plans we started, like a trail system plan. We need to do those things now. Mm-hmm. The last thing that you mentioned, I would call it long-term prosperity for the city. That is downtown and old town support, redevelopment, vibrancy. In this core downtown, Heber City has been the economic center of Wasatch County for well over 100 years, and we need to keep it that way. We need to support this downtown and redevelop it in a lot of ways. And if we don't do it now, it won't happen because we're doing a lot of things wrong. Mm-hmm. The last thing with prosperity is we need better diversity in our housing options and ownership, housing ownership choices. So I think I'm I'm pretty well qualified in that area too. So those are the three main things that I want to address: infrastructure, keeping this valley healthy, and downtown and housing prosperity.
Well, you have some very clear direction in what you're saying and in your thinking, and I appreciate that today, Mike. And we'll know more coming up after the election, but good luck to you.
Well, thanks.